Each week, WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reporters answer commonly asked questions about the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, WHYY reporter Kenny Cooper examines the rather unusual relationship between COVID-19 and blood pressure.
High blood pressure runs in Marcus Morales' family. Each year after graduating college, his own blood pressure began to tick upwards. Morales, who currently lives in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia, described it as borderline hypertension. Once the pandemic arrived, Morales, who was 26 at the time, reached his highest weight of 180 pounds. He wasn't exercising, and he was stress eating. The summer of 2020, Morales had a physical with his doctor where they confronted his diagnosis of high blood pressure.
And he was like, listen, I'm not happy about your health. You need to make the changes.
And with the pandemic raging, Morales' doctor told him that he wants his body to be able to have a fair fight.
I took his advice, and I'm here now. I'm 28, weighing around 168. My blood pressure is now normal.
He still contracted COVID-19 twice, but had very mild symptoms. Morales believes that if he did not have a talk with his doctor and make changes to his lifestyle, his health would have worsened, possibly causing a more severe bout with COVID-19. Nearly half of all adults in the United States have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension. It can lead to heart disease, heart attack, or even stroke. Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, the exact relationship between one of the United States' most common pre-existing medical conditions and COVID-19 is still largely a mystery.
It's so tough to tease out since half of people have hypertension and since it often goes hand in hand with a lot of other major risk factors for COVID, which seem to really be more prominent and stand out.
Dr. Jordana Cohen is an assistant professor in the Perelman School of Medicine at Penn Med. She specializes in hypertension and reducing disparities. Whether hypertension directly led to a worse case of coronavirus is hard to determine for researchers.
Originally, a lot of the studies that came out in big medical journals back in the spring of 2020 suggested that hypertension was a major risk factor for COVID-19.
Since then, Cohen says, recent research shows that it's likely not hypertension alone. Cohen is a part of a massive five-year study at the University of Pennsylvania that follows people who were hospitalized with COVID to understand the effects on the individual long term. While the relationship between hypertension and COVID-19 outcomes remains cloudy, there is some scientific evidence that the virus is causing odd changes in the way the body regulates blood pressure, especially for those dealing with long COVID.
We've observed that in COVID-19 and in long COVID especially, it seems that there are quite a lot of people who've been at risk for issues with their blood vessels related to COVID.
Another cause for concern in the brain of COVID long haulers is known as autonomic dysfunction, which is an issue with the nerves that regulate bodily functions, such as sweating, heart rate, and blood pressure. Those with long COVID who have this issue can often have wildly fluctuating blood pressures in short time intervals, Cohen says.
There's no question that there is a link long term with COVID and factors related to blood pressure, but we don't know if hypertension per se is a risk for that.
Dr. Luke Laffin is a preventative cardiologist and co-director of the Center for Blood Pressure Disorders at the Cleveland Clinic. He served as the principal investigator in a study of 500,000 adults to see if the pandemic produced any significant changes in blood pressure.
Right around the time that some of these restrictions were put in and people were really starting to gauge the full impact of this global pandemic, we saw a significant rise in blood pressure.
Laffin says that there are likely many reasons for this massive rise in blood pressure. He's worried. While he hopes the measurements will revert back to pre-2020 levels, Laffin says that hypertensive rates were already getting worse in the United States, irrespective of COVID-19.
So you add this on top of it, it's a harbinger of potentially poor outcomes in the future.
Laffin says chronic medical issues need to be addressed. Cohen stresses the importance of visiting the doctor or even checking your own blood pressure. Morales, who has been able to overcome his hypertension diagnosis, admits that it can be difficult to adapt. The best way to do that, he says, is to start small. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.